Hi, Chaver. Welcome to Emunah Daily. Today's the yahrzeit of two Jews who are meshuggah in love with the Jewish people, Aaron HaKohen, and many, many years later, the Baba Rebbe, Reb Shlomo Zchusik Aleinu. So let me share with you a story about the Baba Rebbe. After he went through all of the unbelievable misery of the war, he finally came to America, and at the dock, at the piers, there was a large gathering of people from all different communities in New York and even outside of New York that came to greet the Rebbe, and they were all begging the Rebbe to spend Shabbos with them. The Jews from Crown Heights, the Jews from the Jews from East New York, wherever, Borough Park. Everybody wanted the Rebbe to come for Shabbos. And there were some boys there from Camp Torah V'Das. It was the summer. And the Rebbe asked, "Who are you?" And they said, "We're from this camp upstate, and it would be a great cover if the Rebbe could come spend Shabbos with us." And all the people that were with the Rebbe said, "No, no, no, Rebbe, this is hours away, and it's not comfortable," and so on. The Rebbe said, "There are boys there. There's a camp. I want to go." And sure enough, the Rebbe went. It was Thursday night when the Rebbe arrived late at night, and all the boys were lined up along the road with torches to greet him. And the Rebbe's car didn't even stop. The driver was slowing down, and the Rebbe jumped out when he saw the boys, and he ran over and he was hugging them. And they had the most amazing Shabbos, the most amazing Shabbos. Some of those boys turned out to be the first Bachim that ended up in the Babav Yeshiva, the recreation of Babav here in America. Now, I heard this story from Chazan Ehrlich, Olav HaShalom, who was in Lawrence. And he was one of those boys. And he told me that many years later, he went Purim to Borough Park. By now, the Rebbe already had the whole Malchus. And he went Purim to Borough Park to bring Shalach Manas. And he hadn't seen the Rebbe in all those years. And the Rebbe, everybody was crowded around. The Rebbe looked at him and he saw a clean-shaven fellow. And the Rebbe smiled and greeted him and asked, "Who are you?" And he said, "My name is Ehrlich." And the Rebbe asked him, "Do I know you?" And he said, "Rebbe, I was one of the boys from Camp Torah V'Das when the Rebbe came," and the Rebbe pulled him next to him and hugged him again and said, "I want to tell you something. When I came, I didn't know how I was going to start again. And when I spent that Shabbos with the boys, with all of you, you should know that you gave me my neshama back. Just to be together with the children, you gave me my neshama back. You gave me the greatest chizuk." So, Chevra, it's Menachem Av. It's Rosh Chodesh Menachem Av. And we have to give Nechama to our Father, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We always want Hashem to comfort us, to strengthen us, but we have to give Nechama to our Father of the Golus of the Shechina and all of the things that we've been through together with Him all of these years. There's no greater time of the year. We're waiting for that time, and Hashem is waiting for that time, where Mashiach is going to be coming down the road, and we're all going to run out and greet Him with our torches. And He's going to give each and every one of us a hug. And only then will be the greatest nechama of our Father, to be back together with His children forever and ever. I wish everybody a good chodesh. Everybody shared only b'saros tovos. We should be zeichah for nechama sinu Yishalayim. Carve mamas.